In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we begin our reading from the letter of St. James. The letter of St. James is one of the Catholic letters. Say, well, aren't all the letters Catholic? Well, yes, they are, but it's Catholic in a different sense. It means universal. Because as with St. Paul, his letters are addressed to specific churches or to people. You know, the letter to Philemon, the letter to the Romans, the letter of St. James, and the letters of St. Peter and St. Jude and St. John are not addressed to anyone in particular, but to everyone. And the letter of St. James is very important because it's one of those books of the Bible that Martin Luther wanted to get rid of. You know, Martin Luther did get rid of several books of the Old Testament because the Jews didn't use them. Now, excuse me, but one of the things he didn't know or didn't care to know was that this decision was reached after the life of our Lord. So if you looked at the Old Testament, which our Lord used, it would have included those so-called apocryphal, I just mispronounced that horribly, apocryphal books. So you don't drop those books, but he didn't drop them for that reason. He dropped them because they counteracted his heresy. And the same thing with St. James. You know, Martin Luther's big thing was salvation by faith alone. But we read in the book of St. James that faith without good works is dead. You know, if you are ever tempted to drop something out of the Bible or, you know, get out your X-Acto knife or your whiteout and take out something from the Bible, you know that you're doing something wrong. Rather, what we need to do is change ourselves to fit sacred revelation, not change sacred revelation to fit ourselves, which is a very important thing to remember these days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.